Glad to see each one here. It's this beautiful, crisp fall morning, the first one that we've really experienced so far. And so it's good to be together. Appreciated what we've heard this morning and our devotion this morning, that the wisdom that we've heard spoken of worship and how important it is to carry out through the week what we think we practice on Sunday. And so I'd like to just continue with that kind of wisdom. If you would turn your Bibles to the book of James, I'm going to be looking primarily at James 3, but in the first chapter there's a verse that often intrigues me and I'm often challenged by, and that is verse 5 of chapter 1, where it says, "If any man lack wisdom, that's quite a statement just there. If any man lack wisdom, and who doesn't? You know, if we're realistic, we all would say that, you know, we would be that person. But he says further, he says, "Let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." Now that's quite a statement for the God of the universe to have this written in words that we understand, that if we lack wisdom, we can ask God, it will be given us. It's not all it says. It says he gives it to every man. And so it's not exclusively, we are not exclusively wise, just us, and everybody else is not. But he says he gives man liberally, upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So what I'd like to look at primarily is the last number of verses in chapter 3. Here it says, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." The rest of this chapter is also a very important part of this, but I'd like to focus primarily on how wisdom shows itself. And I'm impressed with the part here that he doesn't say that one part is good and the other part is better. But he says the wisdom, if there's bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. But he says this part, this wisdom, and he calls it wisdom, descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. That's a far cry from godly wisdom, isn't it? It's not just sensual is earthly, and it says earthly, but he also uses the word devilish, which is pretty sobering when you think about it. That if there is carnality, if there's bitter envy and strife in our hearts, and the wisdom that comes from that is not something that is going to be built in. He still calls it wisdom, but it's also calls it something else. It calls it devilish, sensual, earthly. But on the reverse side, he says the wisdom that comes from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. I often have to think of the proverb where it says, "Wisdom hath builded her house, she hath hewn out her seven pillars, And if you count these are seven things. And so these are the pillars that true wisdom is built on. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. And so, you know, I think this is a good thing to look at when we see the strife that is happening around us. What's causing this? Is this something that is pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy? Some quotes from people that have lived and died. Knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens. Wisdom is not a product of schooling, but a lifelong attempt to acquire it. Albert Einstein. Wisdom is the reward you get for a lifetime of listening when you would have preferred to talk. Doug Larson. The fool doth think he is wise, but the wise man knows himself to be a fool, by Shakespeare. Wisdom consists of the anticipation of consequences. Life's tragedy is that we get old too soon and wise too late, by Benjamin Franklin. Anyone who stops learning is old, whether he is 20 or 80, by Henry Ford. Wise people are humble. There's really no such thing as someone who is both proud or arrogant and wise. Now, question that one. Wisdom and its quest breed kindness and compassion. Sometimes we get knowledge and wisdom mixed up, but wisdom is the one that does the great things, and it uses knowledge in the right way. You can learn great things from your mistakes when you aren't busy denying them. Never do something permanently foolish just because you are temporarily upset. Wisdom keeps things on an even keel. So this morning, if we want to have the kind of wisdom that comes from God, we develop our character, our hungers for those kind of things. Now, I'd like to just quickly go back and look at the rest, the first part of this chapter. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. And in just in doing that, you know, we read the last part first, but in this first verse, he's saying, let's not be quick to condemn, correct, or even teach. The best kind of teaching is to show how to do. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. And even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and it setteth on fire the course of nature, and it set on fire of hell. For every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things of the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed by mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of good works his works with meekness. Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Let's stand for prayer. Dear Lord, as we come to you this morning, we want to thank you for the word that you've given us. Thank you for both direction internally and the way that you work in our lives. We pray that you might bless thy word to our hearts this morning. May it bring forth the fruit that you intend. We ask in your name. Amen.